I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I did not think I'd talk an hour about safes, but I'm still not done, baby.
I feel redeemed.
Yes. I appreciate you coming in, Matt. Tell everybody where your store is, because it's just not yesterday that you've been there, right? It's been around a while.
No, you're right. We've been a fixture in the west side of Grand Rapids for almost 100 years now.
Wow.
We're on West Leonard in the Leonard Business District.
Right.
And you don't sell pierogies or beer. That's really a record right there.
Now, you said that the Hoogerhides founded the business, but your father owned it for a while. Now you and your brother do.
Yep, that's right. My brother and I bought my dad out about 5 years ago. He was ready to retire. So we picked it up and kind of taken it our own direction.
And nice. What's that growth looked like in terms of the store and size and displays and all that?
Yeah, it's the store has not really changed. It's just, and really the philosophy behind it hasn't changed too much either. We just try really hard to keep good products in, try to treat everyone right.
Well, depending on where you're listening from, the little thing about Grand Rapids, if you're on the west side, they say it's the best side. And I think Scott would agree with that.
Speaking of treating everybody right, so Matt is a man after our heart. He's a safe and lock guy, right? But apparently he's an Irish beer guy, too, because I'm having an odd side Paddy's Red in my hand. And Bob, I'm sitting in one side of the studio, Bob and Matt are on the other side, and all of a sudden they go, hey, I got a bag of beer here. I'm like, well, where has this been the first three segments?
Well, the point I was trying to make is the west side is it's a tight community.
Oh, yeah.
In Grand Rapids, very Polish, Polish-Dutch mix, but, I mean, if you're Polish, you're probably from the west side, and that is a tight-knit community, as witnessed by Sobey Meats,
yeah,
a longtime sponsor. But I'll tell you, if you do a good job for people in a community like that, they're loyal to the tea.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
And the west side is the epitome of that.
Yep. So it's just not you and your brother. You guys got a pretty good sized shop, and you got a fleet of trucks, and your guys are out delivering. And do you do moving services, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of moving services. Even a lot of the good movers in town that will move your whole house for you,
mm-hmm.
they'll usually hire us to do the safe part.
If it's
a heavy safe.
Yeah,
it's a different techniques, different equipment involved.
So let's say you inherit a safe, but you can't get into it.
Oh, yeah, we can take care of that for you, too.
Really?
Yep, got excellent safe technicians. Best safe company in the state if you need something opened.
That's big.
So Bob, thank you. My wife's parents both passed away, and we've got a little safe that's maybe like 2 foot by 2 foot and 2 foot tall, and it's just a big gray iron safe.
It's probably full of gold.
No. The door's open. There's nothing in it.
Oh.
But we have no idea what the combination is. And I was going to take it to the dump, but I couldn't lift it. So there it sits in my garage, right? And it's like,
but
I didn't even think about that.
That'd be a shame to recycle something that good.
And, so
you could come out and you could send somebody out and they could either reprogram it or...
I mean, it's a dial one, so I don't know how that works. Or maybe you got, you know, the stethoscope like I saw on TV when I was a kid, and you can break the safe with, you hear the tumblers click.
Oh, yeah, we got all the stethoscopes and all the cool equipment. None of that's really necessary if the door's open, though. That's a good start. If the door's open, it's a fairly simple process.
And that inside panel comes off and you can see the...
Yeah.
Working. Oh.
Yep. That's
okay.
Right.
Great.
Or if you don't want to pay us to come out there, you can bring us the door. Even if the door comes off the safe, that's all we need to reset that lock.
I'm gonna darken your door with that because you know, I guess that wouldn't be a bad idea to have a second safe, but we've not used it because it's smaller. You know, it's like a little filing cabinet kind of thing.
You could even use it as bait. You know.
Right. bait. Yeah. But anyway, maybe I just keep my my thermopens in there because they're a valuable part of my grilling repertoire. I don't know. But anyway, that's...
One beer in and he's getting silly.
I'm a half a beer in, but it's Paddy's Red, so it's Irish.
Pretty
it's good.
Here, cheers
Saint
to Paddy's odd sides.
St. Paddy's Day is tomorrow, too, man. We didn't even cover that. Are you going to do corned beef and cabbage?
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Sunday. You bet it is.
Goodness
I know.
Sakes.
Jeez, we missed that. Okay, well, we'll do the post-St. Paddy's Day show next week and talk about what we had.
Holy cow, it is.
So, Matt, we would be remiss if we didn't touch on a little bit of grilling. Are you a griller? Do you enjoy it? And what do you like to make?
Yeah, I love grilling venison. For me, it's all about venison.
All right.
My son and I are big deer hunters. We always got a freezer full of it.
Nice.
All,
nice.
Yeah, and always some
ideas. What's your favorite piece to grill?
Pretty boring. I love the back straps. I like doing back strap tenderloins.
That's never boring.
Probably be my favorite cut.
So how do you do them so they don't dry out?
Nothing too fancy. One thing I have used more in the last couple of years is a sous vide. I'll take them right out of the freezer. Throw them in the sous vide.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's great.
Yep. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's cooking with water, heating things up to a certain temperature.
In a bag.
In like a vac sealed bag.
So you sous vide it and then grill it?
Yeah, that's right. I'll usually bring it up to like 125.
Okay, so the food grade bags you're using to sous vide, what do you put in there with your meat when you're sous vide-ing it? Because that's a great time to marinate.
It is a good time to marinate. I don't do much marinating. I pretty much just do the meat by itself.
You season it before you put it in?
Nope.
You season it when he puts it on the grill. So you're cooking it to temperature, the 125, which is your medium rare, mm-hmm. which is where you want your tenderloin anyway, because it's not a fatty piece, very, very lean.
Right.
And then it'll dry out if you overcook it. So then when you take it out of the bag, it's already at temperature. You're putting it on the grill to, what, just give it a little color?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Hit it with some salt, pepper, a little garlic. Yep. And then, yep, just a couple minutes on each side.
Right.
So where do you deer hunt?
I've got a few places. A farm that we lease over near Lakeview.
Great spot.
Yeah. And then my brother and I, we've got a place on the Pine River up near Luther.
Wonderful.
And that's, we really enjoy.
Oh, man, nothing better than a family place like that to go and hang out. And now your kids go up there with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Creating traditions,
man. I'm a Reed City boy, so we grew up canoeing that river.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun spot.
Great canoeing.
One of the best kept secrets in Michigan, really. The Pine is fast.
Yeah. So can people find you online to check out the store, or do they need to stop by? What's the best way to get that?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's mostly informative. It doesn't have a lot of products listed on the website. But, yeah, you can get a pretty good idea from there, you know, the right questions to ask and stuff. But the best way to do it is definitely to come into the store where you can actually put your hands on stuff.
So I'm curious, are you noticing an uptick in the door only with people building houses with safe rooms and stuff like that?
Yeah, those vault doors go hand in hand with high-end home construction, and we've seen a real uptick in that over the last few years. In fact, I've got one to deliver and install once we're done with the show here today.
Yeah, cool. So, just for reference purposes, we've talked in the first segment about you get what you pay for.
Right.
So, if I'm walking into the store and I want a good safe, I don't want the cheap China junk. I want a good safe. What budget should I have in mind? I realize it's a range. It's not a number. But what's that range that I should have?
Yeah, depending on the size of safe you need and the level of security you want, probably you want to plan on spending somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000 in most cases for a good high security gun safe.
But I would say that that's a lifetime investment. You're not going to have to replace that. It doesn't break down. It doesn't fail.
Well, and here's the cool part. I mean, we've all seen a number of our relatives die.
Right.
And there's always the will, there's birth certificates, there's
insurance policies.
Yeah, all that stuff that, I mean, even that little safe in your garage would be good for stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
But
yeah.
I mean, if you are a gun enthusiast, which a lot of our listeners are, I mean, grilling goes hand in hand with venison and beer. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Protect your beer. Shoot some deer.
Open the safe and there's a bunch of beer in it. It's not a bad idea.
Well, you know, I've had some good beer that I'd like not my vultures to come and drink. So maybe
that's
what I need to do with it.
There's some bourbon collections out there that might need to go on a safe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the vault doors are – so when people are doing safe rooms in these high-end houses, is it largely a handprint? A reader?
No, the handprint reader locks, they do exist. They're not to the point yet, technology-wise, where I would rely on them.
So it's just in the movies?
Yeah, right. But no, like the same kind of locks we talked about before, you know, a good mechanical dial lock or a good
digital
electronic push-button lock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's typically going on those vault doors.
Cool.
That is a very appealing piece of real estate in your house, I think, to have something like that.
So, Matt, tell us where people can find you again, please.
Sure. Online, it's HoogerHideSafe.com.
right?
Or stop into the shop anytime. We're at 1033 West Leonard Street.
All right.
And Mr. Producer, I think you can just title this show The Hooger Hyde Show.
That's right, man. And it's awesome, though. I've been wanting this. I've followed you guys. You've been loyal sponsors of Michigan Out of Doors forever.
That's right.
Okay, and that's one of my favorite shows. So hats off to you supporting that. It's a Michigan thing.
Yeah.
But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.